to the trees, into the town. There's no need to panic. Just burn the whole thing up at leisure. As quick as we've came, we're leaving. I never had a say, me neither. Never learned the rhyme or the reason.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Yes, and then those sounds you're hearing in the background, you know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for another live performance in Studio J. All right, and in the studio we have Caravan Gypsy. How you doing, folks?
Doing great.
Hello, hello.
All right, thanks for coming down.
Thank you, guys, for having us.
All right. Why don't we get started? What do you have for us first?
We have a classic gypsy jazz composition. It's called Minor Swing. It's a staple. Showcases pretty good the spirit of music, so to speak. So why don't we start with that, guys?
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Caravan Gypsy. Minor Swing. All right. So, if you don't mind, gentlemen, go around the room, introduce yourselves, let the listeners know who you are, what you play, all that good stuff.
We'll start with John.
Yes, this is John Lefebvre. I play guitar.
Vlad also play guitar.
I am Roberto Warren, percussionist.
Okay. Just three, okay.
That's it.
I couldn't remember if it was three or four. Unfortunately, I have a little bit of,
obstructed view.
Obstructed view here.
Yeah, right.
Since you guys are sitting down, I can only see one person right now.
I'm
that's John.
Okay.
I never get to see the percussionists. If they come in after I start my show, I never get to meet them sometimes.
Right. Who is that playing drums?
Yeah. Then they meet me a couple weeks later. Hey, Scott, how's it going? I'm like, okay, who are you?
Right.
But that's okay. The main thing is I can get to hear your music. As long as I can do that, I guess I'll survive. So how long you gentlemen been together?
Well, we've been together in this outfit. Started with John last spring, right? Yeah, about a year. It was Roberto. We played for a while in this particular configuration, a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like 3, 4, 5 months, something like that.
Yeah, time flies fast. It seemed like it's longer, but really we...
Depending on what day you ask, right?
Yeah, we had quite a few gigs. We had so much fun, man. We put about year's worth of stuff into like a couple of months far as having fun and stuff, so...
Well, the type of music you do, I can see that being very good for like festivals, outdoor shows. I mean, that's my opinion anyway.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Well, not to say they wouldn't be good indoors, yeah. But no, seriously, I can see you like on a stage outdoors, you know, people just sitting there in their chairs with their favorite, you know, beverage, whatever it may be, you know, relaxing, enjoying the music.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also good for some as a dinner music.
Which you do as well, which we're going to talk about shortly. Yeah, okay. Any plans to record anything, or do you actually have recorded stuff already?
We just went to studio like a month or so ago, and we do have, it's called Samsara Tales. It's on Spotify, iTunes, and the whole nine yards. It's a live recording in the studio, and no overdubs. What you see is what you get. We came there, and we played for 40 minutes. We recorded 8 tunes, mm-hmm. mixed it a little bit, and that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nothing beats that, you know, no complicated engineering. Just go in there and play and do it.
Yep, that's the way to go, in my opinion, but, you know, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Well, most of the artists back in the day, you know, when we were a few years younger, you know, that's the way they did that. They didn't spend months or years recording something, you know. They went longer than a week and a half. They were taking their time. You know?
Right.
Right.
Like in the old Motown days, sit down, play it, a couple of takes, you're done.
Yeah. Three was as far as you got. You know, if you could do it in three takes, there was no point in bothering.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically, so that's the whole thing, you know, Gypsy Jazz. So the part of this configuration is jazz. Well, jazz is all about spontaneous, on the fly, let's do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really, like you said, it's three takes. If it's over than three takes, it's not even that... You can't do it, you just start kind of doing it mechanically. So I do believe in three takes. I believe in one take or two takes. That's it.
Right.
And after that, it just gets kind of like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like you're just going through the motions.
Exactly.
It's boring, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Vlad. It's like if you go too far, you start losing the spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts becoming mechanical, you know. And once you lose the spontaneity, you lose a lot. You know, it's almost like you lose the soul of what you're doing.
So most of the songs that you gentlemen perform, are they like traditional songs or any of them originals?
We're going to perform original songs as well as well-known, you know, beautiful standards. They're called standards for a reason because, you know, this stood the test of time, so to speak. But we're also going to play our original stuff as well.
Okay, great. One of the things that's great about standards, too, though, is you're allowed to put your own interpretation on it. You don't have to do it exactly a certain way. So everybody's able to bring something different to the table if they so desire.
Yep.
So, all right, what do you have for us now?
Another standard, it's one of the, you know, I'm from Russia, so it's one of the staples in Russia. It's Dark Eyes, but it's obviously it's a worldwide famous song, pretty, you know, featured heavily in gypsy jazz and just music in general. So it's Dark Eyes.
And in Russian, it's Ochi.
Ochi Chorneye.
Okay, so this is like a love song then?
Kind of, yeah. It's about this, yeah, eternal, so to speak.
Okay, nice. Thank you. right. Live from Studio J with Caravan Gypsy. Sounded great, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. So how did you three get together? I know you come from different musical backgrounds, if you will.
Yes. And no.
Yes and no? Oh, you're going to keep mum about this, huh? Come on, give us the dirt.
Well, I have been playing percussion since like 1972, off and on. And
what, were you two when you did that?
No.
Okay.
And so anyway, I've been doing that, and my basic background was Latin and African. But then it just develops into other things. You know, rhythm is rhythm, and I study a lot of the world music rhythms and stuff like that, like from the Middle East and the Far East, and all of that gets incorporated into what we're doing. And then, of course, you know, playing with Vlad, you know, it's just another thing. So I'm playing a cajon.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's very ingenious. Very easy to haul around as far as drum kit equipment, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love cajon gigs.
For our listeners who are not privy to what that is, describe that.
It's basically a box, a wooden box that's about a foot and a half tall and maybe 18 inches wide. And you play the face of it and hit it in different spots for your bass tones and your high tones.
Mm-hmm.
And they all do the quick origin thing. There are two stories.
Okay.
One is they originated in Peru with the Peruvian Indians.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Peruvian instrument. In fact, there's a documentary that says El Cajón es el Peruviano, which means the cajon is Peruvian. So there's that side. Then the other side of the story is when the slaves came over, they had their drums, but the slave masters didn't want them playing drums, so they took them away. So they're like, okay, well, we'll play drawers, boxes, mm-hmm. whatever.
Whatever we can find.
And it just developed from there. And then later on, it was used a lot in like Afro-Cuban music and stuff like that. And then later on, what's his name? The flamenco guitar, Paco de Lucia.
Paco de Lucia, yeah.
Yeah, he started using it in flamenco.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flamenco people picked it up, you know, and now you see him in popular music all everywhere.
Right.
You know. But yes, it is a lot easier to haul around rather than three congas, timbales, hand, you know, just walk in with it on your back and sit down.
Nice. Okay, what about you, Vlad?
Well, so, you know, I'm originally from former Soviet Union. That's no longer the case. The country is not there. So I'm from Ukraine. But my background is, you know, what we do here is a lot different from your, you know, gypsy jazz idiom, so to speak. I grew up on Russian and gypsy culture, because Russian gypsy culture really intertwined. I mean, we just been so heavily influenced by gypsy music. They became part of Russian culture. Like, there is like Russian romances. It's style of music, like love songs.
Mm-hmm.
There is a gypsy theater in Russia. I mean, it's just like, you don't know where one thing starts and another ends. So what I did, what I had in mind was for this project is to bring forward this Eastern European influence. You know, when I heard Django, I was like, oh, that's my music. <You know? laughs> I mean, I already heard it, you know, but no, I mean, it's French gypsies, you know, it's a great flavor. But what we do here is more, I don't know, like the flavor we have more of Eastern European. But then we also put our own thing on it, was cajon, you know. You know, the way we use it is almost like, it's our own thing. I don't know how to describe it. It's mm-hmm. you know, it's a good thing. It's some people have a hard time categorizing us as to like,
which is good.
You know, yeah. Like, you know, we tell people, oh, gypsy jazz, but really, like, when you look at the standard idiom of gypsy jazz, it's different. You know, they don't use cajon like we do. We use it like, you know. You know, I call Roberto T-34. It's the tank that, you know, that won the war, the Second World War in Russian, you know, because that's how we power through.
Uh-huh.
And then we all from this, you know, we're not from, you know, academic kind of environment where we, you know, we're like from rock environment, and we just like, let's play some gypsy music, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, we grew up on, I grew up on Led Zeppelin and all that, plus the jazz too, but it's just the influence, you know. I like everything with drive. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, enough about me. Yeah.
What about you, John? I know you come from a couple of different backgrounds.
Yeah, I come more from a punk, psychobilly background, but I'd grown up in Canada, and we went to this library that only had like 10 records, and one was a Django record. So we'd listen to that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a gypsy jazz guitar years ago, and I never thought I'd get to use it. Then I went to see Vlad was in a different, more of a Latin jazz trio. I went and talked to him there, and we talked about how we both love gypsy jazz. So I said, well, I'll pay you to teach me gypsy jazz. And he says, no, you'll be in my band. So I'm really the gypsy apprentice.
You didn't know what you were getting into, though, right?
Yeah.
No, no idea.
Well, that was a good way to do it, though. You got something out of it, for sure.
Well, I got to use a guitar.
So what makes it specifically that kind of guitar? What's different about it?
The configuration is different. So the sound hole, if you notice it, it's much smaller. It makes it more, the sound is more rugged, like more dry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a drier sound. It's more like, it's...
So you can actually hear the wood? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't have the spreadiness. It's like, it's more like a rugged kind of percussive, dry sound, mm-hmm. you know. And yes, it is. It does reflect the wood and reflects the, you know, just the whole, I don't know, attitude, so to speak. I don't
mm-hmm. know. Kind of like DIY, kind of like raw material kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also good for rhythm because the rhythm is very, you know, upbeat, percussive. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we do another one?
This one's called, our record is, we have kind of gypsy material, but we, you know, we also sort of like into world music, so to speak. So this one's called Moroccan Night, and it's our take on the whole world music thing along with gypsy.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Live in Studio J with Caravan Gypsy. All right. So you gentlemen have kind of like a regular gig going on at that cafe. Why don't you tell us about that?
Catavina. Shout out to Catavina. Mm-hmm. Great Spanish bar, you know, a wonderful place, very cozy. It's fun to play there. You know, it's downtown Cass, Midtown, I think.
It's called. Yeah, it's on Cass between Willis and Alexandrine.
Okay.
So right down in the Wayne State area.
All right. Very good spot there. Lots of things happening in that area now. So,
oh, absolutely.
So you guys play there, what, every couple weeks, every month, or at least you have been recently anyway?
Well, yeah, we played for a couple of weeks. Now it's like, you know, like once a month. Sometimes they're just like, hey, come on down and play. And we're like, all right, let's do that.
And you drop everything and go down there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So things are working out really good there. I imagine if somebody's interested in seeing you play live, of course, they could just go probably, what, on Facebook and just find out?
Yep. Caravan Gypsy, I spelled it as one word. I don't know. When I was setting it up, I overlooked it. But Caravan Gypsy, if you just type in the whole thing, it will, mm-hmm. will come up with tons of video stuff. You know, my wife dutifully recorded a lot of stuff that we did, so it's like there is a big imprint on the net from us.
Okay. Any other places to catch you as far as, like, websites besides Facebook?
Yeah, caravangypsy.com.
Okay. And then as far as, like, is anything available for streaming, like on any of the other sites? Or
just Spotify. We're on Spotify, mm-hmm. Caravan Gypsy. So the way to get to us is type in Caravan Gypsy Detroit, because there is a couple other gypsy and caravans there, so, you know.
Around the world?
Around the world, yeah.
Okay.
We, you know.
But you're the real deal, right?
Yeah, we're the only one from Detroit, so that tells a lot.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
All right, when you see Caravan Gypsy, Detroit,
yeah.
That's us.
Then you know it's the real deal, yes.
Yep.
They don't come rawer than Detroit, for sure.
Yep.
All right. What do you have for us now, gentlemen?
We have another original composition. It's called All My Friends. We'll just start. Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And this week we have Caravan Gypsy playing some standards and original tunes. So how do you gentlemen come up with these songs? Is it an equal collaborative effort? Do each one of you work on your own parts, or how does that work?
Vlad.
All Vlad.
All Vlad, huh? He takes all the credit, but then again, he takes all the blame.
That is correct. That's a great way of putting it, yeah. But yeah, basically, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know, I write a lot of songs, man.
So you've got a lot of spare time, is what you're saying.
Well,
no.
No?
I don't, you know, I don't have kids, but I got five cats, so that takes up a lot.
Five cats? And that's worse than kids.
Yeah, so, you know, but my wife takes more takes care of most of it, so.
Ah.
So, yeah, I do have spare time, I guess. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, when you don't have kids, you do have a little bit of spare time, definitely.
But, yeah, definitely, you know, I have some coffee, I get some tunes together, and then I start torturing those guys. Hey, look, let's go through 50 songs. And they're like, nah, let's go through five.
I mean, I have to say, I've worked over the last, I don't know, 35 years. I've worked with a lot of different musicians over the years. And Vlad is one of those guys, it's like the music is always flowing. The ideas are always flowing all the time. It's like I don't want to say a machine because it sounds too mechanical. It's like a broadcasting station. The music is constantly flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas are constantly coming out, you know, whereas some guys will be like, oh, let me see what I can come up with. With him, it's like wham, wham, bam, 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 like a machine gun to go with the T-34.
Yeah. Thanks, Roberto. But, you know, the thing is, with Roberto and John, though, I don't know, it is, you know, it's either you have it or you don't. And I feel like we got this just chemistry. Like, it's just like, boom, and it just happens. There's no like, let's work out these parts, you know. Let's
it just happens.
It just happens.
Spontaneity.
and I really I appreciate that. You know, it's not always the case, but in this outfit, it is.
So we're back to that one or two takes thing. You know, that's all we need.
Yeah, that's all we need. And like you said, if it's more than that, then hey, there's something not right with it. You know,
So it wasn't good enough in the first place.
Exactly.
You got to keep working on it that much.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and except for relationships, I guess that's the one thing you cannot stop working on, I guess.
I'm going to use this line for my wife, if you don't mind. I'm going to write it down.
She's listening.
She's
listening.
Oh, man, she's listening.
Yeah. A lot of people get caught on the air when they talk with me. I love you, honey. Really, I do.
Yes.
Shut up. When the locks will be changed.
No way, man.
Oh, so we can definitely look forward to you gentlemen doing this for a long time to come, eh?
I certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of fun with these guys, and just take it day to time. But you know, it's a lot of fun.
And we bring the energy. We bring it. You know what I mean? We did a gig not too long ago over on the east side, and we were bringing it. And I was looking at people in the audience. Everybody's foot was tapping. Everybody.
That's when you're doing something right.
Yeah.
They're not throwing beer bottles. They're tapping their feet.
Exactly.
Yeah, we might not be like the perfect fit for like a really proper, quiet dinner set, you know, because we... Mm-hmm.
we could do that, though.
We could do that, but we try to make some noise, you know. So
high energy. Okay. All right, why don't we do another one?
Well, so...
Speaking of your wife.
Speaking of my wife, we have a song for Nadia, which is it's my wife's name, and this song was written for her, and we're going to play it right now.
Dedicated to your wife.
Yep.
live in Studio J with Caravan Gypsy, a song for Nadia. All right. Boy, time is flying. It's getting to be almost 6 o'clock.
I know. Having a lot of fun. Thank you for having us again. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. My pleasure. All right. I want to try to squeeze in at least a couple more before we get out of here. So why don't we keep it going?
Next one is old Jewish song also that became like, you know, Jewish, Gypsy, Russian world.
Okay.
So here's Beimir Bistushain.
How do you say that now?
It's an Yiddish word for, you know, I love you or something like that.
Let's just call it I love you. I don't know if I can write that down on the
No problem.
Thank you.
Caravan Gypsy, live at Studio J. Once again, if you want to check them out, they'll be playing soon. That would be next Wednesday, the next time you're playing, right?
That is correct.
All right, and that's at the...
Catavina.
Catavina, all right. Over on Cass in Midtown. You can find it. We know you can. Once again, John, Vlad, Roberto, I really appreciate you coming down and playing for us. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you again for having us. It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Got to come again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our pleasure.
All right. So what are you going to leave us with?
Another track from our CDs, our album, Samsara Tales. It's called The Way She Moves.
All right. Once again, Caravan Gypsy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Radio featuring local and independent artists.
I hate to be